Michigan's nursing homes have gotten a lot of attention these past few months, and for good reason. COVID-19 deaths among residents make up about a third of the state's total. But the majority of Michigan seniors live at home, often alone, and that's not easy. But as we hear from Will Callen, at least one Detroiter is keeping her spirits up.
Every weekday at 2 o'clock, Gladys Ackland settles into the couch to watch General Hospital.
We both like Sunny.
And then?
When he starts looking for me out of the corner of his eye, I'm going to take him out.
And his hitman, Jason, we like him too. We like all the crooks.
When Ms. Ackland says we, she's including Gene Reinbold. Reinbold is a social worker, but just as much a friend. Since the lockdown began, the two have spoken a lot.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I would say minimally 3 to 4 times a week.
Reinbold works for the Detroit Area Agency on Aging, or DAAA. It's the largest of 16 AAAs in Michigan. It connects seniors and disabled folks with meals, house cleaning, medical services, anything that will allow them to keep on living in their communities. Sylvia Brown is the chief clinical officer at DAAA. She says social isolation for seniors is always a problem, pandemic or not.
You know, when you're a senior and you don't have any family, or you have family and they don't, you know, reach out to you at all, you're just lonesome and you just want to hear somebody's voice.
Compared to some other folks who depend on DAAA, Ms. Ackland is doing pretty well. She's been in her apartment for 24 years. It's where she lived in 96 when she retired from her job at the National Bank of Detroit.
I don't go out a lot like I used to, but since the lockdown, it has started to get to me. I was getting down, you know, depressed and all of that. I say, well, I'll be glad when the weather changes because at least I can open the door. And I would see people walking by, but I don't see that anymore.
Ms. Ackland's niece provides a lot of support. She comes by 3 nights a week, mask on. She helps keep the apartment. DAAA delivers meals, but sometimes Ms. Ackland will prepare her own in the slow cooker. On the wall, there's a mirror, a picture of the Virgin Mary, and a portrait of Martin Luther King. She also has a stereo.
The 60s music is what I used to love.
For a number of years, she went to the Motortown Review. She saw The Temptations and Stevie Wonder at the Fox. Others she saw at Cobo Arena. Part of that same facility was converted into a giant field hospital this year, at the TCF Center. Ms. Ackland's friend, Darlene, got sick with the virus and actually spent some time there. Now that she's recovering, the two talk every day, though Darlene used to visit in person, but not at 2 o'clock. Here's Gene Reinbold again, the social worker with DAAA.
I don't dare call Ms. Ackland at 2 o'clock. She's watching General Hospital.
Reinbold says Ms. Ackland is doing much better than some of her other clients. And while the phone check-ins are no replacement for actual visits, their conversations have been a gift.
I can talk to her like I would talk to my sister.
Aside from her television and keeping tabs on the slow cooker, Ms. Ackland fills her day with other phone calls. Darlene, Thelma, old co-workers from NBD. Her niece comes in the evening. And despite the awkward distance and not being able to see her friends and the endless news, she keeps on looking around the bend.
I don't care how bad things would get. To me, it was always going to be a better day, you know. And I don't know. I've always been that way.
That was Gladys Ackland in Detroit. I'm Will Callen, Michigan Radio News.